In 1953, New Zealander Edmund Hillary and Sherpa Tenzing Norgay were the first men to reach the summit of Mount Everest. At least, that's what most people think. 100 years ago, in June 1924, British climbers George Mallory and Andrew Sandy Irvine also made an attempt to reach the summit. Both men disappeared, but some believe they were on their way down from the top when they died. What exactly happened up there remains a mystery. George Mallory was a skilled and experienced climber and had taken part in 2 earlier British expeditions in the 1920s. Even in 1924, Mallory's team tried twice to reach the summit and failed. They were about to come home, but then Mallory decided to make one last push for the summit. His choice of partner was unusual. Although he was extremely fit and strong, 22-year-old Sandy Irvine was the least experienced member of the expedition. On the 7th of June, Mallory and Irvine reached Camp 6, the highest camp established on Everest, and sent their porters back down to the rest of the team. At about 1 p.m. on the 8th of June, Noel Odell, another expedition member, saw them going strong for the top on Everest's northeast ridge. They were like tiny black dots, just a few hundred meters from the summit. Then mist and clouds covered them, and they were never seen alive again. 51 years later, in 1975, Chinese climber Wang Hongbao spotted the body of a climber near Camp 6. He later described it as an old English dead because of the old-fashioned clothes he was wearing. The body was almost certainly that of Mallory or Irvine. Wang died in an avalanche the day after he mentioned his discovery, and never said where exactly the frozen corpse was located. On the 1st of May 1999, 75 years after his disappearance, a search party found the body of George Mallory at an altitude of around 8,200 meters, and only an hour or two from the safety of camp. Decades of wind and ice had torn away most of his clothes, but had preserved his body, which was white and petrified like stone. Mallory was almost certainly the victim of a fall. He was face down on Everest's north face, with his arms above his head, as if he had tried to stop himself from sliding downwards. He had one broken leg and a serious wound to the head, which probably killed him. Mallory's snow goggles were in his pocket. Perhaps he was descending at night when he fell. He always carried a photograph of his beloved wife Ruth with him and planned to leave it at the summit. This photograph was missing from his personal effects. Unfortunately, there was no camera. Until either Mallory's or Irvine's camera is found with photographic proof, the conclusion of their expedition remains mountaineering's greatest mystery.